On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. You know who I am because my name's in the title of the damn thing. It's a holiday thing today. It's supposedly Halloween. It's a federal holiday. There's no mail. No stores are open. Schools are closed. Churches are closed. It's Halloween. That's not true. Everything's open. Halloween is celebrated across the globe, but for some reason, I don't even understand it. It's the day that we honor people getting scared and wetting their pants accordingly. I don't know what this day is for. I don't understand this Halloween thing. What do we do? What are we supposed to do on Halloween? Honor our ghosts and goblins? I don't understand this. I don't know. Later on, kids are going to be walking the streets like little miniature prostitutes asking for candy. Yeesh, it's embarrassing. But that's what's going to happen, and we're going to open our doors to them and give them what they want. Then they're going to go home and have a sugar rush and be up all night. Oh, it's going to be awful. There's going to be candy and sugar hangovers. Halloween night, approximately 60% of all children, about 20 million children, develop onset diabetes. That's not true. I made that up, but I think it's funny. I don't know how kids get away with eating so much sugar, and then you hit a certain age in your life and you're not supposed to have any sugar at all. Society confuses me. It really does. If you're a kid, it's okay. If you're an adult, it's not. If you're a kid and you push each other in the schoolyard, that's okay. If you're an adult and you push each other in the street, someone's getting arrested. When you're a kid, you can have junk food all day. When you're an adult, you have another bite of that stuff, you're going to die. It's so different. It's so different. Anyway, it is Halloween. Congratulations. How are you? Let's scare the hell out of each other, shall we? I think we should. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. This is All Saints Day. All Saints, to the cafeteria, please. All Saints, spill in aisle 5. All Saints Day. This is a day where you shouldn't trust anybody. Everybody is out to kill you. This is a day of reckoning. This is when the zombies are going to hit you in the back of the head with a hammer. This is where it's bad. It's a bad day. don't walk under a black cat. Don't do that. If you get on a ladder, approach it from the outside, not underneath. If something goes wrong, take a shaker of salt and throw it over your back until it hits somebody else behind you in the back of the head. Oh my God, if you break a mirror, you're going to have 7 minutes of bad luck. I don't know if I have all these superstitions correct or not. Get down with your bad day. Watch out. Watch out, behind every corner lurks another corner. Someone is watching you, especially if you're on TV. Don't eat unwrapped candy. Take it and wrap it yourself. The most popular thing to hand out at your front door when a trick-or-treater approaches is soup. Never go trick-or-treating alone. Always bring a backup. All right. Ghosts, do they really exist? Are places actually haunted? Or are they just annoying people living in the attic? It's a scary time. Kids go out trick-or-treating as soon as it gets a little bit dark. At sunset, they go trick-or-treating because you want to make it spooky. Some people actually put out Halloween decorations, which consists of spider webs. Ooh, that's scary. A spider web. Yo, you don't want to get caught up in that phony spider web thing. Or maybe there'll be a dangling pumpkin. Ooh, the dangling pumpkin. If you are standing underneath a dangling pumpkin, you must kiss the person that you're with. What? That's mistletoe? All right, got that one wrong. It's a scary time of year. Play the music again. It's a scary time of year where anything can happen. And anything usually does. Oh. Beware of people walking around with axes. Axes are not good to walk around with. It should be illegal. But on Halloween, they're probably plastic or made of rubber. Do you know for sure? I know I don't. Watch out for people named Jason. They were in a lot of movies, and they killed people. Watch out for them. Don't go near hockey arenas. They wear hockey masks, and as you know, hockey masks are the sign of killers. Or at least they'll slam you up against the boards or run you over with a Zamboni. That's right, I said Zamboni. Stay away from witches. Witches a good idea. Stay away from witches. Witches a good idea. Yeah. Sometimes witches were burned at the stake. Sometimes I've been to restaurants where they burned my steak. It's all the same. They practice the pagan rituals, which include taking people and putting them in strange situations, like letting them loose in the IKEA store where they never, never find daylight again. Wear a silly costume tonight. You're stupid anyway. This'll make you look even stupider. That's right. Walk around in public like that. That's a good idea. That'll ruin your reputation. Put that on your Facebook page and try to get a job. You can't. Yeah, it is Halloween. There's no denying. And I'm talking in a strange voice for an extended period of time. Watch out for other automobiles. They may not stop at stop signs on Halloween. I went to an ATM last year to get cash, and little pieces of candy corn came out instead. That's not legal tender where I come from, but it's tender legal. Watch out on Halloween. Make sure you carve out your pumpkins. That's what you do on Halloween. Carve out your pumpkins. Also, carve out the eggplants and watermelons. They're also very scary with faces on them. Ooh, ghosts and goblins and things that go bump in the night. Actually, the things that go bump in the night, you don't want to touch them. You don't know where they've been, why they've been bumping. You know what I'm saying? And I think you know what I'm saying. This is a holiday for children. Let's scare the hell out of things. Make it children. You know those little children that are so sweet all year? Let's make them pee their pants. Should be fun. Why, I've been changing their diaper for years when they were little infants. Let's make them pee their pants and deal with it on their own. Yeah, let's see how good you are now. Nah. Oh, man. I know. Play that funky music. Some people have Halloween parties. They get out a punch bowl. There's no other reason to get out a punch bowl. And you put it on a table and you fill it with punch. But that's not good enough. Take a few plastic or rubber spiders and put them in the punch bowl. What the hell's wrong with us?
Amateur beats.
What? What'd you say? What is that? What'd you say? I'm a two deets. What the hell does that mean? Do you remember the Exorcist? Do you remember that movie? That was very scary. That was back in the 60s or 70s. I don't remember. It's all a blur to me because I was on drugs. No, actually, I was not on drugs. That's not true. I just said that because I don't know why I did. Anyway, there was a movie, The Exorcist, with Linda Blair. She apparently was an actress, but nobody could really tell when she was in the movie. Linda Blair played a child, and she was possessed. And they had to call in an exorcist down at the local church. There's a department down there, the Department of Exorcism. When someone is possessed by the devil, they call these people in. And they get the devil out of you. And, And this Linda Blair, she like elevated over her bed. Yeah, because a demon was in her. And when there's a demon in you, you can elevate yourself and rise above the bed like a magician. You become a magician. And, yeah, and she was like, and her head when she was angry, her head turned around all the way like an owl. And then she spit up and she threw up all over the place. Very similar to your first year with your firstborn child. But you don't call in an exorcist, you just change their diaper. It's different. I remember that movie. It scared the hell out of people. Now people aren't scared in movies anymore because they're all special effects, you know. Well, special effects are dumb. It's all CGI. I don't know what that stands for. But it's the digital thing, and they can make anything happen, and you don't go, oh, how did they do that? You just go, it's just digital crap. It's taken all the fun out of it, right? You know what I'm going to have for dessert tonight after the Halloween kids have left? Devil's food cake. Because the devil's in the food. We know that. My throat is getting raspy from doing this stupid voice for so long. But I have to do it because it's Halloween. I can't. I'm losing my voice. Halloween is when you get laryngitis when you do stupid voices. I have a little bit of water to clear my voice up. Excuse me for a moment. You don't want to go to a restaurant with me. I that's the way I drink. When I go to a bar and I meet a sexy woman, which never happens, only in the movies, and I'm talking sexy with my sexy voice, I say things like, hey, baby, which is very sexist. Hey, baby, you want to get a hotel room and play around a little bit? Let me just finish my drink. Hey, baby, where are you going? Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I love that when we call our loved ones infant little cute names. I like that. I like that because it sounds so stupid. The only time that you would say something like that is when you're trying to be cute and adorable. Hey, baby, where you going, baby? Hey, baby. You don't talk to babies like that. You don't do that. Hey, baby. Hey, Snooky doll. Hey, Snooky baby. What's this thing where people affectionately call each other boo? What does that mean? Is that Halloweenish? Do you do that on Halloween only? I love you, boo. What are you doing? Trying to scare them and also seduce them at the same time? Hey, come over here, boo. I don't understand it. I don't understand that part of it. There's a lot of things I don't understand, which is really okay, because I don't, you know, I spent my whole life trying to understand everybody else. And I recently just said, hey, that's a waste of time. You can't understand other people because they're all messed up. Why would you spend your whole life trying to understand people? I mean, what a fruitless job. There's no fruit in that. There's no fruit. Hey, boo. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Anyway, yeah, I got a couple of bags of candy just in case somebody comes to my door. That could be from, that could be Christian Scientists trying to convert me. I don't know. If people come to my door for various reasons, I just give them candy and they go away. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like opening the door for strangers. I've been told through my whole life, don't ever open the door for strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Then on Halloween, then everybody does it. Even children. It's so stupid. It's don't talk to strangers, little Johnny. Hey, it's Halloween. Go talk to strangers and collect food from them and put it in your mouth and swallow it. It doesn't make any sense. Are we paranoid of our fellow human beings, or are we loving? I don't know. In church, they tell you that everybody has a good soul, except Jeffrey Dahmer, perhaps not him, or Charles Manson, not so much. But everybody else has a good soul. So go to church and be kind to everybody and forgive everybody, no matter what they've done. Forgive them. Meh. Forgive them ahead of time. Hi, my name is Bob. I don't know what you're going to do to me or how you're going to carve me up into little pieces and put me in a refrigerator, but I forgive you. I forgive you. It's all right. Whatever. 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 I'm a forgiving person. No, I'm not forgiving. I don't forget. Why should you? If people do bad stuff, they should be punished accordingly. I forgive you, though. No, I don't forgive you. You've ruined my life. I've forgiven you. What the hell? Who came up with that? Who came up with that stuff? Anyway, okay. there's a line you're not supposed to cross. I think it just crossed it. I'm not sure. I think I did. All right. I have a guest coming up on today's show. They'll join us momentarily, but in the meantime, do be careful on Halloween. Seriously, I mean, I've been joking around here, and it's kind of a waste of time, but I'll tell you, don't be careful tonight. Just really be careful. You know? Yeah, it seems safe and everything, but it's really, it's not a good idea, And be careful, don't slip on the leaves. There's a lot of leaves on the ground, especially if you live in the north of the Mason-Dixon line. There's leaves on the ground. Be very careful. There are cars going around, and it's dark outside. So be very, very, very careful, kids, because I care about you. Sounds like I don't, but I do. Kind of.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the fuck did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy. If you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Let me introduce you here. This could take some time because you do a lot of stuff and you have a lot of titles. Dr. Clyde Yancey.
That's not the story today. No. Let's get back to the story.
Well, I know. All right. Well, suffice to say that he's an expert in the field of cardiology, a professor, a chief of cardiology, Northwestern Medicine in Chicago with the Cardiovascular Institute. And that's just some of what he does. He builds houses and all that. Okay. This struck me in the sheet that I was given here about, it's kind of a report card on the status of cardiovascular health in America. It wasn't what I thought it was. What is it?
So it's a very important way to begin our conversation. We're not trying to generate any sort of crisis mode, but we are trying to inform the community that even though many of us believe we're healthy, we've made it through a pandemic, we think that we've survived, we're resilient, we're strong. In truth, if we go beyond our perception of health and think about our measurement of health, only about 20% of us actually own or have ideal health. The other 80%, there's room for improvement, Ron.
Yeah. Is this compared to the rest of the globe, or is this on a level of life expectancy? I mean, what is it based on?
So Ron, that's such a great question, because research has taught us what the absolute is. Forgetting about comparing to any other populations, mm-hmm. we know precisely what defines ideal health in any human, in any country, mm-hmm. of any persuasion. Okay. And we know that against that standard, using that word carefully, standard,
yes.
only 20% of us meet the standard. Hey. But the standard is actionable. We know what the attributes are. We know we can improve health.
Mm-hmm. I do understand, because we've had much conversation on this show about this, because heart health is kind of number one, that some of it is hereditary, in which case you see your medical advisor, your doctor, and you get it under control and you take the proper medications, etc. But then I guess there's a huge percentage of just lifestyle that isn't matching up to taking care of yourself.
So, Ron, it's remarkable, and I agree with you. Your heart disease is kind of number one.
Yeah.
But 80%, Ron, of heart disease is preventable. So, yes, your heritage, your family history, mm-hmm. your genetics matters, but it's that part that you can control. This is volitional, Ron. That's why the message is so important. We can own this responsibility, and 80% of this risk can be managed and managed at an individual level.
Why is it that the American public, to that percentage, just hears the message, but as they go on with their lives, it kind of gets dropped away? I mean, what are they missing? Why are they not getting into this? Because it's so simple to do, really.
It is simple, but there's also a lot of noise. What do you do first? Do you focus on your diet? Do you focus on exercise? Do you take a vitamin? What do you do first? You have an imaging study. We've tried to make that very simple. We being those of us in cardiovascular medicine, particularly as endorsed by the American Heart Association. Mm-hmm. But we now know that there are at least 7 attributes which are easy to articulate that define health. And most recently, we've added an important 8th attribute. And that's sleep, Ron. Yeah. Just think about that. Getting good quality sleep is one of the pathways towards better health.
Yeah, yeah. Problem is, life surrounds the ability to sleep. I know when I was a child, I could sleep like right through school. I could sleep through noon. You get older, you have the stresses of life, etc. You're lucky if when you're over 40 or 50 that you're sleeping more than 5 hours. It's interesting how that progresses in the wrong way.
So any of us who've been parents, we've seen it. The children can sleep and sleep and sleep.
Oh,
please get up and get going.
Yeah.
But then as we get older, we start to embrace that necessity for sleep. But it tells us that we shouldn't lose the benefit of sleep as we're in these most productive years. For adults, getting 7 hours, if we can manage, getting 7 hours really provides so much health benefit, Ron. It's still worth our time to try to embrace better sleep.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the market sleep aid-wise. I don't know how effective that is, or if that's just, you know, companies trying to make some money off of obviously a mass problem. But I there are so many directions to go, but this can medically be handled as well.
Yes, so we should frame this differently and think about, okay, what's the point? If you do get 7 hours, then what? Well, if you can get 7 hours of sleep, it lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your risk for diabetes. It improves your memory. This whole cognitive concern we have as we get older, becoming forgetful, not being able to participate in society as well, sleep helps prevent that. It can elevate one's mood. So there's so many good benefits. When you think about the benefits of sleep, by the way, you feel better. Then you begin to look at what can you do in your life to help you sleep better. And it goes everywhere from behavioral things to devices, even drugs if necessary. But it's better to do it naturally.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I say to my wife all that sometimes I want to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. She says, what, are you crazy? And I say, no, my body's telling me I want to go to sleep. And then I do it, and I get a good night's sleep. If I stay up later, I don't.
But not only that, Ron, think about the morning after you've had that good night's sleep. You feel energetic. You feel like you can conquer the world. Your memory is sharp. Everything is clicking. It's like, why not feel that way as many days as possible?
Yes, that's true. There's no question
about
it.
And oh, by the way, it's helping your it's helping your chronic health as well. So there's lots of benefits.
Yeah. At my age, I don't know any adult that doesn't have either high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or doesn't sleep well, or a borderline diabetes if you're just on the verge of, I mean, it seems to be rampant as I've learned as I've gotten older. Am I just seeing that or am I crazy?
You're not crazy, Ron. But think about the lifestyle we all embrace. Mm. We work, we try to do the leisure time activities, the recreational activities. Time is just compressed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we take that time away from sleep and sometimes from family. And that's where we need to really calibrate our time allotments differently. If we can capture more sleep, that list you rattled off, atherosclerosis, diabetes, high blood pressure, we can change that model. We can change that model.
Life was so much simpler without the social media and all the entertainment venues. Oh, it was so much easier. The distractions were not as heavy. And it's a struggle sometimes socially.
It has been a challenge. I would not want anyone to feel as if they are not capable of making these changes. And I do want to acknowledge how hard it is, but it's still worth the effort. I think one can sit back and say, look, after an evening of absorbing social media, how do you feel the next morning? Versus after an evening of good rest, how do you feel the next morning? I think the answer is obvious.
Well, it could be the secret ingredient. Where do we go for more information where do we go for more information to help us along these lines?
It's so easy. We just go to heart, heart.nm.org. Just heart.nm.org. And Ron, if I can share one more thing.
Yes.
The takeaway message today, what I want all your listeners to understand, here's the pathway to being healthier. Do more, eat less, know your numbers, particularly your blood pressure and your cholesterol, and get more sleep. Four simple steps, and I guarantee you, your health will improve.
Okay, I'm going to add one more for young adults. Get annual checkups. I mean, you know, it's a lot don't, because they feel great. Yeah, that kind of hits you later on in life, kids. So annual, every year. Doctor, you've been... You've been a wealth of information. He's Dr. Clyde Yancey. Thank you so much for your time today. That'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a regular, normal show when I'll be using the full capacity of my voice as opposed to that raspy thing that I use for the past 20 minutes. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Stay safe, seriously, and I wish you peace.